Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello and welcome to another edition of C-Squared Podcast. Your host Curtis and my co-host Aaliyah, and today we are solo. We have no one here. We have no one here because we have an important topic that we're going to discuss. We took a Saturday afternoon to go over this topic, which is basically going to be about planning your release. And there's a couple reasons why. So in the last couple days, week, whatever, we've had a few issues come up where planning has not been as thorough as it should be with certain things that we're working on. I'm trying to be vague here because I don't want to call anybody out specifically, obviously. Sure. So I talked to Aaliyah and we decided that we would take up this topic for today. So the first thing I want to go over is the importance of planning. Oh, one other thing I want to say. Part of the reason why I wanted to go over this with Aaliyah specifically is because she was the mastermind of the Shield of Wings release from a few months ago. She was very involved with the planning. I mean, you weren't the manager or anything, but you're kind of wearing the hat, I guess, at the same time. Yeah. So you kind of know the ins and outs of this. So let's get started. So Aaliyah, can you kind of go over the importance of planning? Maybe, I don't know if you want to really talk about Shield of Wings specifically, but just in general or whatever.
Well, I think that going over the importance of planning in life is like so high, because a lot of times if you set goals for yourself, you will achieve them. Yeah. You know, because it gives you something tangible to reach for, and it gives you something structured. Like having a structured plan helps you not be rushing at the last second to do things. You're going to do things more thoroughly, you're going to do things better and over a longer stretch of time, so that you know, you're going to get more exposure to for people and stuff like that. So overall, planning in general in life is a good idea. You always have to be prepared that your plans aren't going to go exactly as planned, but it's good to have them anyway.
I agree. So now one thing when it's coming to an album release or a single release, you got to make sure all your bases are covered, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So there's a few, I know it's a little bit later, but there's a few things that you need to kind of plan out in advance. So like if you're releasing an album, you got to make sure that you have everything ready in terms of having it uploaded to distro, like a certain date. Mm-hmm. Now there's a ton of mistakes you can make as well. How do I want to go into this? There's a lot.
Yeah. What are maybe just frame it like the most common mistakes you see artists making.
Sure. Number one is not uploading to distro. That's number one, probably. So if you don't upload your release to Spotify or to, you know, any of the distro platforms right off the bat, you're going to have problems, because we've had it where bands have told us that they're going to release a single by X date and they don't upload it. And they only put it on Bandcamp or they only put it on SoundCloud. And that's, I mean, fine, fair enough. But you're missing out on potential playlists. You're missing out on potential coverage. You're missing out on potential plays. It's just kind of frustrating. Yeah, it's a lot being frustrating. Because, like, for example, a few months ago, we had a client tell us that they had everything uploaded to distro. And we asked about singles and they said the singles were there. And then when the time of the single released and we were going to put them on one of our playlists, it wasn't on distro. And I said, well, I messaged them. I'm like, well, what happened? They're like, oh yeah, we decided just to put the album, not the single. So they lost out on a bunch of things. There was another site that wanted to cover them. Didn't happen as a result because they weren't on Spotify. Yeah. It was kind of frustrating.
So that's something I can mention really quick, is that the thing with that is you have to schedule your singles as separate releases in your distro. And then, so that's why we went with DistroKid, is because they charge you a flat rate for the whole year. Whereas on other services, you have to pay per release.
Yeah.
So, but regardless of which platform you're going with, you should do that. You should set it up so that you actually have your singles releasing on specific dates and then your full album. And the platforms will take care of the plays, like, and make sure that the plays that are on the same song, even if your song, like say you, like for us, we released Wetland as our first single, and Wetland is also present in the track list of our album on Spotify. But those track plays through are the same because they have synced those two items.
Yeah.
So just know that happens. It's taken care of by your distributor. Make sure you schedule those separately. Moving on.
Yeah. Next most common mistake. I could probably write a book about this, but not having any band photos, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know this is a mistake that I've made many times, because when you're going, like when a band applies to work with us, generally we'll check the MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
And I admittedly sometimes don't always go like, send me the band photos.
Right.
I kind of assume, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, they got it. Assume. I know. I'm just saying I have. You know, you just kind of assume that they're going to be there. And then sometimes, you know, you'll get, you know, they'll pay up. You've got a contract with them now, and you'll find out they don't have any photos. And yeah, or they have photos from like 6 years ago when they had different members. So right. This is like a key thing. If you want to get coverage in, for example, a print magazine, there is a very large UK print publication that will not even touch you if you do not have, I think it's 2 or 3 high quality photos that they can use in print. So yep. right there, right off the bat, you've thrown off any chances of coverage. Like if they want to do an interview with you, they'll right away say, do you have pictures? Or sorry, if you have a certain resolution, I don't remember what it is. And if you don't, you're out. It's just as simple as that. And I've had bands, that's happened to a couple bands I've worked with this magazine, and they get pissed off. But I mean, there's like nothing I can do. If you don't have the photos, you don't have the photos.
So. Yeah, that would be 300 DPI.
That's right.
That is print resolution as a graphic designer. That's a number I get drilled into my head.
So I knew you'd know.
You need pictures that are 300 DPI and not 1 inch by 1 inch at 300 DPI. Make sure that it's 300 DPI at a significant size, like, you know, 8x10 or something like that.
And if you don't know what that means, you can look it up. It's not that hard. Or if you really don't want to look it up, you can always ask someone. Like Aaliyah could tell you, a lot of people can tell you what exactly they're looking for.
Oh yeah. And anybody, feel free to reach out to me if you have questions about resolution. I can answer questions.
Exactly.
Like just any professional photographer is going to give you high res images. It's just, you need to make sure that you have those high res images, because you might have smaller ones that you're using online.
Yep.
You need to make sure that you have those high res images in a special spot. You know where they are. They're labeled correctly. So you know you're sending the high res ones.
Exactly.
Supposed to.
Yeah. Trust me, you can lose coverage this way. So what's the next thing? Okay. So another mistake that bands make when planning their releases is they do not check to see what else is coming out on the same date as what they're putting up. So this happened yesterday. I'm not going to call the band out, obviously, but they picked a release date without talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the date that they picked was the same date that Ozzy, Testament, Black Crippled Phoenix, Annette Olson, and I can't remember another big band were all coming out. This is their debut. Keep mm-hmm. in mind. I saw this and I was like, I messaged them. Luckily they agreed to change the date, but I was just like, you might want to kind of not do this. Cause just to clarify for people, you might say, well, I'm not in competition with Annette Olson. I mean, she was in Nightwish. I'm a thrash metal band, or no, I'm a doom metal band. So I'm not in competition with Ozzy and Testament and, Annette, but tell me, Aaliyah, let's see if you can give a good answer for everybody. Why would that be a concern if you're a doom metal band or not in the same genre?
Well, you're still not going to get coverage at the websites and such. So your PR is going to be a lot slimmer. And that's nothing that your PR themselves can control. It's just there's a huge flood of higher tier bands labeled, quote, more important, unquote. And mm-hmm. I know that's, you know, by the media, and they're going to get more clicks. So they're higher priority and they're going to get the coverage that you want, and you're not going to be able to get it. So that is why it's a good idea to make sure there's nothing, you know, nothing major coming out on your release date. Now, it might be hard to make sure there's nothing coming out.
Exactly.
Especially in the second half of the year. I feel like that's a more popular time for mainstream releases. Agreed. But yeah, you don't, won't go into that. Anyway, no. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is you can check, like, it's pretty well known now that those bands are releasing.
Where can people check that?
There are a few places. So number one is Heavy Music Headquarters. Also, Knotfest does it, and so does Consequence of Sound. Those are the three off the top of my head. I usually check either Heavy Music Headquarters or Knotfest because both of them are pretty up to date with the new releases. So if you go to either one of those, there's a tab on both the websites which say something like upcoming releases or something like that. They go up throughout the year. Anything that's been announced in metals or hard rock so far, both of them will have those dates as long as it's been announced. Mm-hmm. And if one site doesn't have it, the other site will have it. So you can always just compare. So yeah, so if you're looking, just as an aside, assuming I'm putting this up this week, because I probably will, because this is kind of time sensitive. Mm-hmm. If you are planning on releasing in September, and you are a brand new band at this point, I would advise do not do it. Just if you look at the release list, you will see why I'm suggesting do not release in September unless you've already announced it several months ago. Oh, that's the other thing too, is that like Aaliyah was saying, you can't always know who's going to be releasing when, but there's a good chance like a major band is going to announce a release date 2 to 3 months in advance. So if you look at those sites, you got about an 80% better chance of planning out your release date successfully versus not, is all I'm saying.
Right.
I know 1 year last, like, anyways, I'm not going to get into it too heavy. Let's go on to the next mistake. So do you got one you want to cover before I go into the next one?
No, not exactly. I have a question though, sure, about that. I kind of thought of kind of based on the Shield of Wings campaign, because we released in February, right? So yeah. Q1. So if you have a release in Q1 of a year, would you recommend starting your promo in, when should a band start their promo? Should they wait until after the holidays, or should they do it before the holidays start?
There are different opinions on this. I'll give you mine. I always say the earlier, the better, because here's one thing you got to remember is that a lot of writers will listen to their promos and stuff during the break.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
So I've found that a lot of times that even during like the Christmas season, there's a lot of downloads and streams of the promos. So that usually will add up to later. You get more reviews. Cause usually what I've noticed is January, February, the indie bands get more reviews than the other ones, because that's usually the quietest time of the year. So that's, yeah, that's what I found.
If they've already had it for a month or two, then they can they can write their review in January or February.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you strongman the opposing argument?
Well,
why do people say not to do that?
Because people are on break. So, like I said, I've experienced it from my own personal observation. What I've noticed is it seems to be more download and streaming heavy in Arholics during that time period. That's what I've observed. Maybe other PRs have seen other things, but that's what I've personally seen. January for us, like I said, this past year, we had a lot of reviews, a lot of coverage. Yeah. I don't remember if there was a lot of releases from us at that point in time, but I do remember that we had quite a fair number of placements that month, more than normal. So I personally think that it's a good idea. Now, other people might have other information, other data, but I mean, the whole thing with PR that people don't realize with music PR, nothing is exact. Like, you never know. Like, sometimes things take off, sometimes things don't take off. And sometimes the things you think are going to, like, take off really hard don't, and they just fucking fizzle and nobody fucking cares.
Right.
Like, I've seen releases where it's like big names are on the album. You think it's going to do really well. Everybody's going to want to listen to it. Everyone's going to want to interview the person. And then it's just like, nobody cares. Literally nobody fucking cares. It doesn't matter what you do. It's just not biting. But reversely, sometimes other things, brand new things where you're like, okay, this might get some moderate coverage because they're new and no one knows who they are, just takes the fuck off. And it's like, okay, I wasn't expecting that, but that's really awesome. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like a good example, sorry to ramble, but I had a black metal band back in 2016, really tiny independent release. They had like something like 50 cassettes for sale or something stupid like that. It was like a really tiny release. I thought it was okay. I had already been prepaid by the label to work it, but I mean, I wasn't a big fan of it. And when I was like, it's decent, but it wasn't like my thing, but I'd already been hired to do it months before. And I was like, okay, comes on. I'm not joking you. We got Noisy. We got Metal Hammer. We had Decibel. We had, I think we even had Metal. Like we had everything. Pitchfork even picked it up. And I was completely shocked. I know, I was completely shocked. So I don't know what to tell you on that. Yeah.
Next mistake though.
Yeah. Next mistake. So the next mistake that you can make is to not, this kind of ties into another further question again, but to not inform the publicist when you are doing something promo related. Okay. So good example is like, let's say you're going to drop a video. Let us know, because I've had it more times than I can count where a song or a video has been dropped without telling us. And I'll be just kind of looking on the internet. I'll Google their name to find some placements and I'll see that the video came out and I'll be like, okay, well, why wasn't I told about this? So reason why this is important is because then we can send a press release. We can get you coverage for it. Like right. if we don't know the video is coming out, we don't know the video is coming out. To tie along with this is also something like, let's say that you say you have a video in progress, you want to release it in, for example, 4 weeks, and you get it ready early. And then you just, again, you want to release it the following week or the following day. And your publicist says, no, 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 don't do it. But you do it anyways.
Yeah. Oh, big bad, big bad.
Yeah. And again, this happens quite a bit. Not as much anymore, because usually we tell people at the beginning, please let us know, but it does happen every once in a while where it's like, you know, someone will drop a video or they'll do something like that and not tell us. Also things like tour dates is good to let your publicist know about. They may not be promoting the tour for you, but most of the time they'll do a press release on it if you ask them for it. What else is there? Well, show announcements kind of goes into tours. If you decide to tease something, let them know. They might not send a press release on it, but maybe they want to. Just anything, just communicate it. And then that way, if it's something necessary, then that they feel is necessary to do a press release on, then they can do it. If not, they don't know. Did you have a comment about that, Olivia?
No, I mean, I guess just think of it as like, you're trying to be decent. You hired a PR. So, you know, you're making their lives so much more difficult when you don't tell them things are going on, because they need the heads up so they can let journalists know. And yep. Journalists need the heads up so they can plan out and schedule their articles. So just know it's not for nothing that we're asking you to tell us beforehand. Exactly. If there is a reason, and it will, you know, it will make a difference in your coverage.
100%. One other thing I forgot to mention about things that you need to tell is like member changes. That may or may not be worthy of a press release. A lot of time it isn't when it's an independent band, but still need to know, because one thing that has been an issue that I've seen, there'll be a member change. We won't be told. And then the member will be talked about in articles. And then they're like, why is this member still being talked about in the articles? They're no longer with us. They're not on the album. And we'll be like, you didn't fucking tell us about this. You know, you had them in the credits of the album or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, well, I forgot. So we're not mind readers.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it's kind of silly, but it does happen. Also, like, let's say if you're actually, this is a totally different topic. I'm not getting into this.
Okay.
Can you think of anything else that I might not have mentioned that you need to tell your PR about, Olivia?
No, you said videos, you said singles, you said band member changes.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anything you forgot to mention. One thing about band member changes, and this is a little bit more personal, is that, like, I understand, like, you're going to have your print stuff submitted months in advance. And what if somebody leaves the band midway through that? Your album's already in print. Like, you can't do anything about that.
Exactly.
But I definitely encourage people to be good communicators in their band about people's and see where people are at before you launch into big endeavors. Like, before, it's part of the planning phase, right?
Yep.
Make sure that everyone in the band understands what the band's goals are and that everyone's on board with it. And if they're not, then you kind of need to do a little collaboration and listening, you know? And try to come up with a plan that everybody's happy with, or maybe some lineup changes need to happen.
Agreed. One other aside, just in terms of planning, one topic that keeps coming up over and over and over and over and over and over again lately is about premieres. I just want to go into this really, really quickly here, because it just keeps going on and on and on and on. As a general rule, we've been finding it is not smart to do a premiere, exclusive premiere rather, at a site, unless it's like extremely large. And even then, it's not necessarily a good idea. They don't perform as well as if you do them on your own channel. And if we just do a press release and try to go for news items, we've been finding that less places will pick it up if it's a premiere than if it's just done on your own YouTube channel. If you really want to get one, we can do it. But again, unless it's like a really big site, it's probably not going to be worth it for you. And I don't want to like talk down any smaller sites. It's just the fact and the way it is. So, but reversely, sometimes that's the only way you can get coverage for the band. So anyways, just wanted to throw that out there.
Keep in mind that premieres are not gold. Exactly. I know we used to talk about them. I think we used to talk about them differently, but things have changed recently.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Just as an aside, we had a band, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? I can't remember. This past week, they had a premiere at a very large place, and the video performed way less than the one before, which was on their own channel, just as an aside. So anyways, it happens. I don't know why it happens this way, but it's the way it happens. So let's talk about the plan, what to do if the plan is not working. So Aaliyah has had this experience with her own band, so I'd like her to cover this.
The plan is not working.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. Like, let's say your plan isn't going the way it's supposed to. Like, you have a certain date or whatever, and you're not sure if you can make it, that type of thing. Not that the plan isn't working.
Right. I mean, your releases are scheduled in your distributor, so you can't change that. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you can fuss around with your video dates. It's better to have them just come out when your singles are coming out, and have it all together, but you can space them out. At least that's my opinion. I shouldn't say that as an absolute fact. That's my opinion. I think it's better to have your single and your video come out on the same day, but you can split them up and have the single come out when it was scheduled. If you are having trouble getting your video finished and then release your video a week later or whatever. And so you can kind of fudge the things that you can fudge, right? You can adjust the things that you can and don't stress about the things you can't change. One thing that I wanted to encourage people to do is if you are planning to, sorry about the motorcycles going by. If you're planning to do a music video or multiple music videos, do your best to have those at least maybe 80% of the way done before you enter your release campaign. Because once you're in your release campaign, you're going to be swamped with all kinds of stuff. You're going to have probably interviews to fill out, probably video interviews to do. You're promoting your album. Who knows if you're playing shows to promote your album. You're going to be so busy with other things. And the last thing you need is the stress of finishing a video production. If you're outsourcing the production and you're paying someone to make the video, then that's a little bit of a different story, but you still want to do as much as you can early on in the campaign and make sure that you set your due dates with your production team early so that you have time for revisions.
Yeah, that's another thing that's recently happened to us where we actually have something. We have a hard deadline that we need the video by. And it's probably not going to be ready till like a few days after. So it can be a bit of a problem. So just like Aaliyah said, make sure you have it pretty much done or scheduled in advance. I will tell you, Aaliyah, later about this if you want to hear it. But
yeah, I'm definitely curious. But yeah, we had it happen where we were changing our videos because we did our own video production, all of it, all of the editing and publishing and everything to ourselves. And so we had it where we were making edits up until like the night before almost. And it's just so stressful to think like it's not done and it's supposed to come out. So yeah, highly encouraged.
As just
bang ahead.
One more aside just on the video, because one thing, I've had it where the band has wanted a premiere as well with the video, and they have it like that where they're still working on it. And I'll be like, I can't make that date because I have to pitch the video. I need a completed video in order to pitch to whatever site it is. So like if you're trying to get Revolver or something like that and you want to have the video out by the 25th, but you're not going to have the video till the 23rd, it's not fucking happening unless your name's Metallica or something like that. That's about the only way you can do it. Big name band, they'll say sure right off the bat. Right. Smaller band, nobody knows, not fucking happening. And I'm sorry about that, but it's just not. One more thing. So if your plan isn't working, let's talk about this as the last thing, I guess. So if your plan isn't working, what you can do is you can always revise the plan. Pretty much anything that you're doing, you can kind of pivot and you can kind of, you know, you can move with it. So let's say that if you you have your single set to release next month, your PR has already started, but you realize that that date's not going to work because that's the same day that Megadeth is releasing with Ozzy and Slayer and all the rest of that. And you're like, fuck, this is just going to go nowhere. You find this out. You know what you can do? You can change the fucking date.
You can.
You can totally change the date. Unless you have set something up that is completely unalterable, which is very, very rare, you can always change the date. It's easy. Same thing with your release date. Do you want to do that? Not really, but I mean, like, let's say you sent out a press release and you found out it's the same day as all those bands and you're like, shit, this isn't going to work. Again, it does happen. Like, I remember, what was it, 2020 or 2021? Didn't Lamb of God change their release date something like 3 or 4 times in the span of, I think it was them. I could be wrong, but it was like a major band changed their release date something like 3 or 4 times in the span of like a few months. So it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. If it wasn't Lamb of God, somebody correct me. And I know, I'm sure somebody will. But anyways, and I mean, the same thing that happened, I know when we talked to Chris from Under Oath on the podcast a few weeks ago, they had originally scheduled their release. I think it was November. Don't correct me. But then they found out that their vinyl wasn't going to be ready. So they had to pivot. They changed the date, major band again, to January or February, whatever the release date was of this past year. So it happens. Nobody likes it, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes. And, you know, shit happens sometimes. There's production delays or, you know, just something comes up and you got to change the dates. It's not the end of the world. You go with it. Don't freak out about it. Just pivot. And what else do we want to say on that part, Aaliyah?
Just one like last thing is that obviously you need to align your actions with your goals. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody that just wants to put music out and you don't really care if people listen to it and you just want it out there, fine. You don't need to do any of this. You don't need to do any of this. But if you want to maximize the potential of people hearing your music and really get your music out there, that's when you need to start thinking more about what we've talked about today and integrating these plans into your plan.
I have one last thing I want to say. So do want to toot Aaliyah's horn. She did a fantastic job on the Shield of Wings campaign. She basically, I mean, obviously we help, but I mean, she pretty much was the guiding person on the whole campaign, both, you know, for getting the release out there, plus for the PR end of things. I think that was only like your third or fourth campaign at the time too, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she got, I think it was the second highest amount of coverage since C-Squared started, almost all by her little lonesome. And she got major coverage for it. And she was basically the guiding star of the entire campaign. So I wanted to toot her horn on it because she planned it out quite well. And even though I'm sure she probably had some frustrating moments during the whole thing, she pulled it off quite well, and it was successful. And I think we got pretty much almost every major publication too, for metal at least. So
pretty much, not everything, but almost.
Almost, yeah, almost. So anyways, I'm done, Aaliyah, unless you got anything else you want to add.
That's everything we wanted to tell you guys about today. Let us know if you have any more questions about this, because we'd be happy to do a follow-up and talk more about planning your release schedule. So let us know if you have any questions about this topic or any other topic. And until next time, make like a bull and throw those horns up.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C-Squared.